weekend. Be safe.
You too, Clint. Thanks.
Well, that first hour flew by.
Sure did.
272-9228 if you want to get in on the second hour. We'll be talking to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet here in a second. And then continue the conversation. We can continue with the national political race, but also if you want to get in on the upcoming public school property tax increase, and the threat of losing Maxwell and Gunter, please join the conversation. It's Friday. You can go where you like. 272-9228. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Some TV remote controls got a workout last night from people wanting to hear from President Trump and Joe Biden on different channels. Joe Biden, in a town hall moderated by ABC News' George Stephanopoulos, says if elected, he can't order a nationwide mask mandate to fight coronavirus.
I go to every governor, I go to every mayor, I go to every councilman, I go to every local official, say, mandate the mask.
The former vice president there in Philadelphia, President Trump in Miami with Savannah Guthrie of NBC News.
You have a report coming out 2 days ago that 85% of the people wearing masks.
I looked at that report. It's not about mask wearing. It was neutral
Savannah, we're on the same side. I say wear the mask. I'm fine with it. Okay. I have no problem. We're on the same side.
His debate with Joe Biden next Thursday in Nashville is still on the schedule. Last night's was canceled when the president refused to participate remotely after his coronavirus infection was announced. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Exciting forecast because we get our first taste of some really true fall air this weekend. That cold front we've been telling you about all week is sweeping through the state today. You'll feel a noticeable change. Today will be a breezy day, cool, high temperature up to about 72, gusty northerly winds, jacket weather tonight, clear skies, chilly. The overnight low temperature will fall to the mid-40s by dawn. Tomorrow and Sunday, nearly perfect, abundant sunshine, low humidity, 74 tomorrow, 49 tomorrow night, upper 70s on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your latest market report for 2020. We continue to have historic low interest rates in the River Region for mortgages. We have also sold over 800 more houses in our area so far than in all of 2019. Houses are selling faster, with over 26% of homes selling in the first 30 days. Houses are selling at approximately 97.4% of the listed price. If you're thinking of selling your home, right now is a great time. Houses do need to be priced right, and that's where professional realtors come in. Zillow can't see your home, and they certainly can't price your home. The Goodson Group agents are the best trained agents in our area and will do a great job representing buyer clients or seller clients. If you want results, go to the real estate source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or call my cell phone at 221-2883.
I've spent more time at home lately, and I've noticed some things. The ceiling fan in my bedroom is ugly and loud. My gutters need cleaning. I have a loose fence post. My kitchen faucet's leaking. My dryer lint thingy needs a deep cleaning, and the wood trim on my house is clearly rotted. None of which I wish to fix myself. I called Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599. Mr. Handyman can help with all my home improvement projects. On time. Done right. Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Sweet Creek Farm Market, your local seven-day-a-week farmer's market, your headquarters for all of your produce needs. Sweet Creek also has the largest selection of pumpkins and pecans in town. The new crop of pecans is in. They've got chocolate-covered, candied, roasted, and salted, and everything in between. Join them this weekend at Sweet Creek Farm Market for their Arts and Crafts and Pumpkin Festival. It's fun for the whole family. Free entry. Buy fresh. Buy local. Buy Sweet Creek.
A few minutes after 10 a.m. here on News and Views from 9 till noon on a Friday morning. And I like that cool air coming in. Feels like fall. Let's go to the phones and talk to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
Doing well. Doing well. You doing all right?
Doing good. You know what I did last night? I didn't cut the TV on, and I forgot about the debates.
You're a smart man.
Smart man.
I mean, I just flat forgot about them. You know, and I'm not on Facebook and Twitter, so I can't scream at them about not telling me what the news is, because I don't get them from my news.
Well, I can share with you how I felt after. Here, I'll share exactly what I posted on the Book of Faces, Ray. I hope it's not too scandalous.
But, let me know.
Yeah, here it is. Quote, after watching Trump's town hall, as I now watch Biden's, I suddenly have the urge to abolish the federal government, if only to crater the national press.
Yep.
I wouldn't throw stones at that.
Yeah, it seems reasonable enough.
It seems very, very, very reasonable, I tell you. But I do want to talk about two things real quick, and then we'll get back, let y'all callers calling in screaming about that mean woman last night. I have a ramp in the back that's made out of wood. It's about 5 foot tall. It would be a perfect deer stand. Now, don't call me, because I'm not saving it for you. First pickup truck and trailer that comes can have it.
All right.
But we're not holding it for anybody. If it's still here tomorrow, then I got another friend that's going to come get it. The second thing I want to talk about, this week starts our two-week sale for the end of October that we do every year. We get with the manufacturers. They knock down tons of stuff in the stores, gives the special buys. We have 12-month payments cash. It goes on for 2 weeks, but at October 31st, I cannot match those prices come November. So if you're in need for a floor, even in the next 2 months, call us at 285-8117. I do this to try to keep all my contractors and all my workers busy through the slow time of year for us, which is November and December.
Okay. Well, very much, folks. Take advantage of that sale. 285-8117. That's the number for Prattville Carpet. And when you call 285-8117, be sure to tell them you heard Ray Bowles here on News and Views from 9 till noon.
And you want to know what the key to happiness is?
Sure.
Delete Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, man. I kind of need to do it for, you know, what my job is, but I hear you.
I got on there one time years ago when I was on the council. I was on there for a month. I said, oh, no, uh-uh. These people are nuts.
Yes, Ray, they are.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good day.
You too, Ray. Take care, brother.
Oh, and folks, that's the voice of Eddie Bader just snuck in early. How you doing, Eddie?
I was doing really good this morning, Joey, till I had that brain test surgery, what do they call it, COVID test.
Oh, really? It's not because you have symptoms. It's because you're about to have sinus surgery
in a week, so they make you come in early. And Lee's like, are you experiencing any symptoms? Like, no. Then she takes that pick, and it's like 2 foot long, tickles the back of your brain with it through the nose, and when she pulled it back out, I was like, I kind of got some symptoms now.
Yeah, but not of COVID.
Right. Jesus. I left out of there. I told her, I was like, you might want to give me a minute. I don't think you want me to walk out in your lobby crying. I mean, I just had tears coming out of my eyes.
And it was deep, deep.
Right? Yeah. I mean, it was, yeah. I got some new smells. I mean, Jesus.
Well, say hello to Jack.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, Eddie. How you doing?
I'm Durin. How you doing?
I'm Durin. Now you can smell a beignet at 100 feet, can't you?
I can smell a fart that's coming next week. Jesus.
Here, let's hit this quick. This is 45 seconds. We'll officially kick off the second hour. Can't really top what y'all just said.
Congratulations to Clark's RV Center, serving Central Alabama for over 10 years. You know, Clark's RV Center is a travel trailer and fifth wheel dealership in Millbrook. located right there on the Alabama River Parkway. Their showroom is stocked with the newest Coachman, Dutchman, and Forest River units. And Clark's has beautiful new and pre-loved units to sell. And they are social distancing as well. Hey, don't be the person that should've when you could've. Open Monday through Saturday for all your RV supplies.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
I'm all right. Eddie Bader now in the house, man on the phone.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. This is the second hour of News and Views brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender, of course. So we already got a call here to kick off the second hour, Jack Campbell.
Well, let's hear it.
John from Pratt, Vegas. Hey, John.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
I was calling to get some information from you, unbiased.
I'll do my best.
The President Trump's town hall on NBC last night. Went to watch my granddaughter play softball, and when I got back, for whatever reasons, my digital antenna will not pick up NBC. It picks up everything else, but it will not pick up NBC. So I settled into watching the Braves game, and was satisfied with that. It was. So, I was just calling to get your unbiased, unfettered opinion on who you thought, since you were able to watch it, who was able to resonate and reach any undecided voters last night.
I think it depends on the type of undecided voter, number one. It depends on what they're looking for. Biden, to me, did not come across as, like, holding the crowd. There wasn't an audience live there, but he was very meandering. I will say that on the COVID thing, it is tough to answer 220,000 Americans are dead. And, I mean, they're going to go back to that over and over again. And that's where Biden usually does his best. But then he overstates things. He meandered a good bit. He ended up saying things like we should de-escalate by shooting people in the leg instead of shooting to kill, which is
the dumbest thing I've ever heard someone say.
Yeah, that doesn't really de-escalate a situation. I don't think he looked great. And then Trump, though feisty and having to kind of fight with Savannah Guthrie a lot of the time, there were a lot of people who liked Trump at that town hall. And my other takeaway, John, is, you know, it was interesting. You know, where Trump did the ABC town hall, it was the same exact soundstage setup as what Biden did last night. And where Biden had done the NBC with Lester Holt, same exact stage and setup. Whatever that place is in Miami, I'm sure it's a beautiful museum, but the fact that it's outside, it's
humid,
windy, it's humid, it's right next to a highway.
Yeah.
What the hell was NBC thinking? Like, it was a terrible venue.
It was a horrible venue.
And to do it with both Biden and Trump's like, oh, NBC is just a mess right now, an absolute mess. And, you know, the worst part about last night, John, is that I tuned in early to watch Trump. So I put it on NBC at like 6:30 as I'm getting like dinner ready, and Entertainment Tonight's on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I really am a barbarian. Like, what the hell is this on my TV right now? It's like the West Wing. I like the West Wing. Don't get me wrong. I'm a West Wing fan, but the West Wing cast is having a reunion. They recreated the famous episode on a soundstage. Here's a clip from them in 2002. Now here's them doing the same scene in 2020. Isn't it grand? And I'm like, oh my God, what? People watch this crap, and then on ABC, after Biden gets done, I left the TV on.
Oh, yeah.
And you see the everyday, regularly scheduled programming of these network TV. Oh, my God. It's terrible. It's horrifying. Though, The Bachelorette is smoking hot. I might have to watch that.
I think we should get you into that somehow, Joey.
The Bachelorette? Oh, like as a contestant?
Yes.
Oh, I wouldn't be
Oh, it would be awesome.
No, I would be the guy who doesn't even go and say hi. Be like, you want to talk to me, you can. Yeah, yeah.
So basically, Biden's only running on his hypothetical how he would have handled the coronavirus differently if he was president, which he was not.
Yeah, it's that, and then, you know, you remember why I'm running, folks, because of the veins sticking out of the anti-Semites and white supremacists' necks as they carried those tiki torches.
But if you compare the two side by side, one looked like an honest, somewhat interview with Trump, while the other one looked like arts and craft times at the senior center. They just threw him nothing but softball after softball after softball.
And there were a few, like, questions from actual voters. Like, the one guy who said, peace is breaking out in the world. I never thought that I would see that day. I never thought I'd see, you know, the Arabs and the Israelis getting along. And shouldn't Trump get a little credit for his foreign policy? And Biden, of course, is like, oh, no, maybe a little. But he doesn't have, we're so isolated.
Didn't at one point Biden pull out some cards? Yeah. Some note cards?
Yeah, I think
so. Yeah.
Okay. Come on, man.
It is amazing to me that if you believe the polls, and, you know, I know people that are going to vote Democrat, but it's amazing to me that our country has become this divided, literally 50-50, considering that the most popular Democratic president ever, which would probably be Bill Clinton or Barack Obama, they could not get elected on the platform that they ran on.
Well, you know how we got that. No, I don't know if you're listening yesterday, John. You know how we got that intemperate call from Amy?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She did say one thing that I think was actually profound and correct, is the information, she didn't put it this way, but the information silos that we have.
Yeah.
You can almost tell when somebody shares an opinion, what sort of media do you watch or read?
Oh, certainly.
Based off their opinion. There are a few exceptions always where people read everything or they have a unique sort of take on the world. And those are often the people that don't watch news all day. They just kind of live their life and think about things, common sense.
Well, you can also tell how people are going to vote when you're driving down the highway and you look over and the guy's got a mask on in his car.
There's that, too.
Yeah, the reason for the Biden sticker, man. We get it.
It's really crazy how divided the nation is. And it's weird to me because I think everyday people, and Jack, I'd love your take on this, because you have a lot of friends from different, you know, corners of society and circles here in Montgomery in particular. It seems like everyday people aren't that divided. But when it comes up to politics and certain issues in the society, there is a clear divide. And I just think that is a product of the national press, why I loathe them so much. Well, what do you think, Jack? Is there a true division?
Well, I think so. And I think all the Democrats hate Trump more than they love Biden.
Hmm.
It's just get him out at all costs. We got to get rid of him. He's horrible. And they can't tell you really why.
That's the thing that bugs me.
No, and I'm not being over the top. I think he is literally considered a barbarian inside the gates. He is in our sacred places. This cannot hold. These places are for elite, educated people who hold the correct opinions. And he's this, you know, brash, gaudy guy who shoots from the hip and has built real estate and slapped his name on everything. And he shares conspiracy theories.
He's a bull in the china shop, man.
Yeah, and I think it's that. I'm not trying to be over the top. I think it's that sort of mentality of who is this lesser being controlling things right now.
Well, he is a challenge to the establishment.
Yeah.
And they cannot stand it. Cannot stand it.
Well, John, I appreciate the call, man.
Take care, John.
All right. Y'all have a good day.
You too. 272-9228. Yeah, and it's what I was saying earlier, Jack. I think the whole idea that you have people that are these elites who are educated and are best in, you know, top universities, and they go on to run the State Department and our, you know, Foreign Service Corps and run our public health, you know, facilities and run our hospitals and blah, 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 blah. They did a lot of great things for decades. But in the last, say, decade or two, especially in foreign policy, but in other ways too, they've really screwed up. And they've gotten this contempt, I think, for everyday people in America. And I'm not saying, oh, just because somebody's a conservative or believes a certain thing. I think it's, you know, we're in this certain set of folks. And if you're not part of that club, you either need to agree with us and get in line, or to hell with you. And that seems to be the mentality.
We're the deplorables, as Hillary called us.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, I've done this enough to where there are plenty of people, Eddie, you know, you and I have talked about this, where if I criticize, and Jack, you've gotten this too, if you criticize Trump, there are going to be folks who love Trump so much that they're done with you.
Oh, definitely.
That goes on all the time.
Which
I mean,
crazy.
People do that. Well, but people do that with music and football, and like you get so caught up in a cause that you don't want to hear anything else, and that's fine. That went on with Obama. That
living in a bubble, though.
That went on with a lot of folks. But that's not what I'm talking about. This is, I think, more than just I support or don't like the president. I think this is a bigger cultural battle, and it's a culture that's been dominating the United States for, let's say, a century is the way I would put it. And again, they've done good things. They helped win a world war. In the Second World War in particular.
Yeah.
So they helped do great things. But in the last decade or two, they've abused their power. And God love Trump for being that barbarian who stormed the gates, got inside their holy places, and is stirring things up. In particular, on the I don't know how much I buy it, but I like it. Trump has been retweeting a lot of Rand Paul this morning.
Oh.
And literally put out an appeal in all caps. Libertarians! I'm bringing the troops home. We're stopping the wars. Vote for me. And I'm like, okay. Kind of made me chuckle.
Well, I loved how he kept telling what's-her-name last night. We're on the same page. We're on the same team.
Right.
Come on.
Well, no,
wear
but they're not.
Ass. I don't care.
Right. You can't just say, like you and I both said, Jack, like a lot of us have said, you want to wear a mask?
Wear
a mask. It should be your own choice, in my mind. But that's not good enough. No, you must mandate it. You must demand
right.
it.
It is the same with the declaring that all white hate groups, you gotta tell them they're all bad. You gotta tell the world they're all bad. Well, he's mm-hmm. done that 100 times.
Right.
What do you want?
Right.
That's where my frustration lies. Because the next person that's gonna interview him is gonna ask him the same damn question.
No, in fact, Chris Wallace in the 2016 cycle said, do you condemn David Duke and the KKK? I totally condemn the KKK. And then everybody forgets about it.
Right.
Why is that a question?
That's what I don't get. It's right up there with, are you going to leave the White House if you get out?
They're trying to plant the seed that he's a white supremacist.
Well, you just
wouldn't ask that question.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and they're trying to plant the seed because let's be honest about the right. What is the right? It's anything that's not left.
True.
So we can have on the right libertarians. You could have people that are more kind of the common good conservatives or neoconservatives who used to actually be Trotskyites. If you look at that history, it's pretty interesting. They used to be essentially commies and socialists, and then became conservatives. That's very interesting how that worked. But you get a lot of folks on the right who don't all sing from the same hymnal page.
Right.
But we're kind of put together because we're not part of the left. And that's the game the left plays, that if you ain't left, then you're probably the worst thing possible that could be on the right. Though, again, if you look at the interesting history, the people that control culture are very much left-wing, the technocrats who liked the Soviet Union, for instance. They were just as racist as anybody else, if not the ones that pushed eugenics and all sorts of terrible
racism. A little bit more racist than anyone else.
Yeah. So it's almost like they're trying to make up for past sins for their own team when their ruling elite wasn't as enlightened as they claim to be now. It's fascinating to watch. But yeah, if you aren't left and aren't down with the cause, Jack, you're always flirting with all that racist stuff and that white supremacy.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
the game they play. It's very, very frustrating. But I thought Trump actually last night handled it well. I said on these airwaves, that first debate, it's like he really kind of dropped the ball. He fumbled.
A little bit.
He did. It was horrible.
But last night, I thought he handled it pretty well. But 272-9228, 272-9228. So what do you think? I want to revisit this, Jack. Of, you know, Dick Brubaker, we actually heard him make the argument in the first hour. And I brought this up a lot yesterday. Eddie can attest to that. What do you think of this idea that if we do not raise property taxes for the public schools, then we are on the hook to lose the federal military assets here in the city?
I think that's a big threat, and I think it's a real threat. And that's one of the reasons I'm going to vote for it. I'm going to hold my nose and do it. You know, we have a new school board, all new people. I think they're trying, but... You know, we can't get the minimum, the bare minimum, and expect to, you know, improve the quality of education. I think it's an investment. I agree with Dick Brubaker. I'm going to vote for it, but I'm going to watch it like a hawk. But I, really, the thing about losing Maxwell and Gunner, it would kill Montgomery's economy. Absolutely kill it.
See, and I don't think you're making this argument exactly, but when I heard this being thrown out there, part of what I heard was, even if it doesn't actually improve the schools, just do this to show symbolically or just to show that, hey, we're trying to do our best. Don't take away our Air Force base. So it becomes not about the schools themselves, but about, hey, we need to keep the, you know, gravy train going here with the military assets.
Somebody just texted me about my vote on the school tax.
Was it not a nice text?
No, I think it was a group text that says, Jack says he's voting for the school tax. Well, I think a lot of it's window dressing, Joe. I think you're right. At least the higher-ups at Max will see that we're trying to do something to improve education. And anyway, that's why I'm going to vote for it, but I'm not real happy about it.
Well, 272-9228, let's go to the phones. I don't want to leave this gentleman holding for very long.
No, sir.
Charles Hollis.
Good morning, and good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Jack Campbell, what's on, Jack Campbell?
Not a lot, Charles Hollis. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine, sir. How about you?
I'm doing well. Are you trumping on?
That's all I do.
In the morning?
In the evening. At supper time. Nighttime.
After
daytime.
Midnight.
Look here. I saw those school teachers on TV. Now, either it was a ploy or they were serious. They could have been out there just carrying on just to make us vote for more taxes.
Well, that sure as hell wasn't the way to do it.
No, no, no. Now, the way to improve the school system is to put some married people in there with your children. You got all these unmarried folks running around here talking this, talking that. See, they don't need to be in the classroom with our children. They don't. First of all, they ain't doing the right thing up under their own roof. No, they ain't doing the right thing in the classroom. And another thing, the teachers I saw on TV, ain't none of them miss no snacks. Not man one of them. Not man one of them miss a snack. And when you go to these schools, you see these kids, they got all this makeup on, all this perfume on. Talking about these school teachers. They look bad. Perfume smells bad. What you look like you got makeup on? Look like you what? Made up. Maybe y'all don't go to the school, but I do. I have a grandchildren that are in public school.
Mm-hmm.
So I see it firsthand.
Yeah, but you don't want the classroom to be stinky.
Yeah, I don't want to be smelling like perfume neither.
Thank you, Charles.
That's a good point. That is a little stinky in a different way.
See, perfume is a, what that stuff is?
An attractant.
No, it ain't that. It's a chemical.
Pheromone?
Or whatever it is, a chemical. You know, you can get one of them school teachers, you can take them fishing with you, and by the school teacher being next year, it'll keep the mosquitoes away. It's like a repellent. But once again, to improve the school system, put some married folks in this school system. One man, one child, and many children God bless them with. That'll improve the school system. You talking about raising taxes, you still getting the same people who they are now, you giving them more money to do nothing with.
Thank you.
Wait, Charles, you're really making the argument that if you have a strong, stable household, it'll make our community better?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir. I heard this lady yesterday on Greg's show. Said she was a school teacher. And she said, what else? She said, birth certificate after birth certificate, child, no father. Child, no father. Child, no father. And nobody says nothing to the Negro mayor about that. But I'm going to address this District 26 Senate race coming up.
Yes, sir.
You got three Negroes on there, three Negro males running. Though neither one of them live with a woman. Not now one of them. I'm going to address that. From the heart of Dixie people. Trump on.
Trump on, Mr. Hollis.
Trump on, Charles.
272-9228. This hour of news and views brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender. We need to hit our break here. And I've learned, gentlemen, that after Charles Hollis speaks, you just let it sizzle. Because he doesn't need much follow-up, if any at all. More news and views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Eddie and the House Band of the Phones. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back.
Local Talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, it's Greg Goodell. Water is 60% of what you are. And if the water you're putting into you, the water in your home, leaves residue and has chemicals and particles in it, that's the same water that you're drinking, cleaning dishes with, bathing, cooking with, and your pets are drinking. Aqua Systems offers a whole home water filtration solution, and it costs you nothing to have yours tested with the lowest water filtration prices in the state of Alabama. Aqua Systems experts can permanently solve well water and hard water problems with their American-made products. Call for a free estimate in the River Region at 377-4304. That's 377-4304. You want great water? Go to iwantgreatwater.com and do it now. You'll never have to lug bottled water again with Aqua Systems. That's 377-4304.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Discover the Dixie difference and get $50 off your electric, plumbing, or HVAC repair. Visit calldixie.com.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house, and you got a ton of new stuff coming in.
We have new things coming in and a lot of old favorites. One of our all-time favorites are the hot sauces, the jellies, the jams. Well, now we've got the sprouted flour grits back and the granola, the Vertigo hot sauces, the Alabama Sunshine jellies. We got kudzu jelly. We've got Bordeaux sauces. But if that's not your thing, we've got the silicone cups that'll say Merry Christmas on them this year. Lots and lots of wonderful Christmas decorations, Christmas ornaments, Christmas gifts, because the season is changing. And you know what? If you want to get ready early, you come on, call us at Tucker Pecan, send us a list of your clients, customers, families, friends. We will take care of the rest, and your Christmas shopping is done. We do fundraisers for churches, schools, civic organizations. Call us, we'll send you a price list, and we'll take care of the rest at Tucker Pecan at 350 North McDonough Street, or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com, or call us at 262-4470, or like us on Facebook.
Sinclair's has been offering the finest dining experience in the River Region for decades. What keeps people coming back? We decided to find out for ourselves.
I like Sinclair's because it's a great atmosphere and they have some of the most awesome food that you can have. The steak and seafood is very good. It's always cooked to your order and it's phenomenal.
But is that all? Even the pickiest eaters choose Sinclair's.
You can get the Mama Spaghetti Pie, or if you're feeling a salad, you can get something fresh. They have tons of salad choices. You can get steak. You can get a different type of seafood, a fish salad, fish plate, veggies and fish. They have everything. Even the meat and three options during lunch are great.
Perfect for parties, birthdays, anniversaries, and those crucial first dates.
If I was going out on a date and somebody took me to Sinclair's, I would be pumped. They have a great selection of wine. They have a great bartenders who take care of people, have great cocktails, and the food is superb.
Sinclair's Fine Dining is ready to serve you for lunch, brunch, and dinner. Visit them today at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn Road. Sinclair's.
With UnitedHealthcare Medicare Advantage plans, there's so much to take advantage of, like free annual eye exams to help you see more clearly.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Plus, get free designer frames and free prescription lenses. It's time to take advantage. To learn more, visit AdvantageWow.com.
Vision benefits vary by plan and are not available at all plans. Additional charges may apply for out-of-network services. Annual routine eye exam and $100 to $400 allowance for covered eyewear every 1 to 2 years.
Wow.
What's up, Montgomery? This your boy, Bama Miles, up here at Rim Time. We've been rocking with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 6 years now. If you're looking to grow your business, hit them up. They'll get you right.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Now, Eddie, you weren't here when I played this earlier, but did you see this portion of the town hall with Trump?
Paulette, what's your question?
Thank you. Good evening, Mr. President.
Thank you very much.
I have to say, you have a great smile.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
You got a little flustered there.
He does. You're so handsome when you smile.
And when she said, you're so handsome,
what's he do?
He just started beaming, like smiling big. I'm like, oh my God. That's the way you get something from Trump. You just flatter the hell out of him. Because he turned around and answered, said, you know, I feel the same way about the Dreamers as you do. We're going to get something done on it. The crowd applauds.
My favorite person, I think you talked about her, was the lady in the Amen corner behind him.
Yeah.
But lady, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then I looked her up this morning. They had an article about her and all. I'm all about her, man. I mean, I thought she was great. When I first saw her, I thought, oh, boy, somebody done snuck her in. You know, she's going to be doubting him the whole time. But, dude, she was great. Went right along with everything he said. Almost his cheerleader in the back. Which was nice because he was in enemy territory. They had him sitting in the middle of a lion's den.
Yeah, yeah. 2729228. Though I wonder if Daniel wore that much makeup in the Bible. Let's go to Justin. Hey, Justin.
Hey. I just wanted to. I heard the conversation. Just wanted to chime in 2 cents. And I'm completely for funding the schools. I feel like the schools are a major anchor on home values here in Montgomery. I live in Morningview, and I moved here from Wisconsin and about 10 years ago, and my wife and I were shocked at the condition of the public schools. We sent our son, he's now in Afghanistan, but we sent him to ACA. But, you know, you start looking at some of our basic quality of life issues here in Montgomery compared to other places, and it's like, you know, I look at it as a huge tax we're already paying by sending our young people to private schools.
Right, and for instance,
they're not going anywhere.
ACA I went to Catholic from preschool all the way through high school, and ACA was always to me the comparable, you know, different religion, but essentially the same thing.
Yeah, but I think this is, my wife and I were talking about on the couch last night about what they were saying about Maxwell and how the military could leave and things like that. I told my wife, it's like, you don't have to make up stuff to make this case to the people in Montgomery. We just need to stick with the truth. Our home values are going to go up. Our job prospects are going to go up. And our overall quality of life and that social contract that we have with your young people can be preserved. But I know people that are teaching in public school, and they're having a really rough time. We got to raise the taxes. We have to educate our young people, and I'm all for it. I never put a sign in my front yard, but I put that sign, vote yes.
Okay.
And I think it's important, and everybody's got their opinions, but we really got to rally and got to think deep.
Well, I appreciate you calling, Justin.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye. 272-9228. Like I said, folks, we're not going to bite your head off. We want the opinions. We want how people are thinking out there on this property tax.
Can I say my opinion?
Yeah, go ahead, Eddie.
All right. I don't have a problem with the tax itself. I got a problem with the money that we're going to give to them. They got no plan. They just want more money. Ever since I've been in public school, and I'm a product of public school here in Alabama, from day one. I've seen it decline. Mm-hmm. And, man, I'm 50 years old. It hasn't gotten any better. They've had plenty of money. They've had plenty of opportunity to do something with it, and they haven't. So I'm sorry. I just don't trust the gatekeepers.
Did you say, man, I'm 50 years old again?
Man, I'm 52, actually.
Just kind of like the way you said that. 272-9228. Let's go to Duke.
Hey, it's Dennis, not Duke.
Oh, hey, Dennis.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
You know, and it's something slightly off of a subject, but it kind of ties in. What happened to the commission or the committee that was supposed to be looking into the lottery type thing that's supposed to help education, you know, to keep that kind of afloat?
That kind of it went on the back burner, certainly because of the pandemic, but that will definitely be a state level thing. Have you heard anything about that, Jack?
I have not. I hadn't heard a thing since the pandemic.
Yeah. And my fear about that whole thing is I think they're kind of trying to keep that quiet so that all of a sudden we see something pop up on a ballot and where the Forest Creek Indians are going to have a monopoly on this, and we need to keep an eye on that, guys.
I agree with that.
Sure thing. Yeah. No, good to know. I appreciate the reminder because so much has been put aside because of the pandemic.
Right.
It really sucked all the air in the room to, you know, what are we doing with this?
Mm-hmm.
And in Georgia, where they have that education lottery, not only does it go for secondary type education, but it also helps K-12, especially in areas that are hard economically hit. So, instead of a tax put on property tax, I mean, there's an option.
That's right. You know? And if they were so hell-bent on, we need the money, they would get behind this as well. That would be a volunteer tax. It would bring in more money.
Absolutely. Five times more.
Yeah, that's right. And five times the corruption, but we got that anyway, so.
Yeah, absolutely.
We got it anyway.
Great day, guys.
Hey, thank you, bud.
Thanks.
Are you the type of guy, Eddie, who says, hey, I'm trying to quit smoking cigarettes, so I'm going to drink more beer? Trade one vice for another?
No, I've seen a lot of people do that, so I've kind of learned my lesson on that. No, I just don't quit things like that.
And let me ask you what I asked Jack earlier. Ever shot anybody in the leg?
With pellet gun, I heard that. Yeah, we used to have BB gun wars all the time, so yeah, we... and it would go on until somebody got shot in the face.
You're a little bit younger than my dad, like 5 or 6 years younger, but he would do the same thing. He'd have the BB gun
wars. Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah.
The promise was everything was, like chest and below, but of course you'd see your buddy running across there and you'd get a good headshot in.
Did you ever have a BB gun fight, Jack?
No. I had a BB gun, but I didn't have a fight with it.
Did you ever shoot the turtles with your BB gun?
Yeah.
Yeah, they pop their heads.
At the farm, yeah.
Yeah.
You ever shoot I used the .22.
You ever shoot a bull laying out in the field all nice and peaceful?
No.
No, I have not. Boy, they get mad.
Wait, Eddie, was that your bull?
Wasn't my bull, but somebody said I couldn't shoot him. I put one right in the spot.
How old were you?
11.
272-9228. That's one of the best arguments for more funding for public schools ever.
Yeah. Well, I did letter in rifling.
Let's go to Guy. Hey, Guy, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing? I've brought this topic up several times, but I assume everyone watched all or if not some of the debates. And if I don't think it changed anyone's minds about anything, but 2 points going into, actually 3 things. You know, I brought up the fact that no one of any significance will ever be prosecuted as a result of the criminal activities involved during the 2016 presidential elections. Mm-hmm. And if you recall, Bill Barr's report came out and said no one's going to have any prosecution due to what they stated on numerous times was illegal unmasking. They weren't going to pursue anything. So,
well, I'll put it this way, Guy. You're right that the U.S. attorney looking into unmasking did not bring any charges. I personally always saw the unmasking as part of a bigger thing. For instance, they can technically unmask people if they have the security clearances to do so. And John Durham has not closed up shop.
Well, that's true, but I'll be like that. Just wait and see. The second thing is, which I brought up before, And this segues into that. And no one's going to do it. I mean, even with, and I hope Trump wins the election, but no one's going to pursue it. He brought up last night, during, and I don't know if you saw it during the debate, the corruption of the Biden family. He's the only one that's done it, and he brought up exactly what I said earlier, that for 47 years, Joe Biden has held nothing but a public office, but he has such substantial wealth. You know, he's worth $100 million.
Right.
You can't get that. You aren't that good of an investor to make $100 million in the stock market on a public governmental job.
Amen.
You just, no one is. And which go like I said, and no one will ever be, no prosecution will ever be pursued from that. And you're going to have, I mean, the only way you can do that is if you have, if you're involved in illegal activity. That's the only way to do that.
Well, yeah, and Biden has the nickname Middle Class Joe, but he has a home in Greenville, Delaware. Mm-hmm. He has another home in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. Another home in Virginia. four homes. Or it was the former one that was really nice. I mean, the guy's got multiple properties. Yeah, it's just, it makes you wonder, how'd you make all this money?
This is the first time. Well, Trump's the only one that has ever said anything that I'm aware of publicly, on a public stage.
Yeah.
It's just astounding to me that anyone would vote for someone of that caliber. Yeah, look, I think everyone in the that reaches the financial success that gets them into the 0.05%, for the most part, has done something that you could point to if you dug deep enough and hard enough to find some illegality. But when it's so blatant and so obvious, it astounds me. And how they could allow that to continue in public office, it says a lot about turning a blind eye, those that are in office turning a blind eye because perhaps they may want to engage in the same activity at some point in time in the future.
Exactly.
Or are, in fact, engaging in the same type of activity and don't want to be called out on it.
That's, you're hitting the nail right on the head. I like
it. Unfortunately, it's not going to change. In reality, it's not going to change.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. It's I share your skepticism, but I also I'm more hopeful these days. It's a new thing. Well, don't wear me out yet. I've been through cynical times enough. I've got a little bit of hope it'll change.
tell me the last significant politician that spent time in prison of any except for Nixon. Employees or companions spent time. Who's the guy that spent time at Maxwell? He actually really was a true convert to Christianity. Wrote a book about it.
Charles
can't remember
Colson.
His name. Yeah, I mean, he really, Charles really Colson. Was a genuine Christian.
Right.
But I can't think, other than Nixon, I can't think of any administration where someone of any significance got prosecuted or convicted.
Scooter Libby. Scooter Libby worked for Dick Cheney. Didn't he go to jail, John?
For a little bit. Then didn't he get cut, like commutation or a pardon?
Yeah, I think
so.
Yeah,
he did.
Okay.
Well, but I like the way you're thinking, Guy. Personal consequences. People should start thinking about that. Personal consequences. Oh, it's just the game. It's just the system. No, you need personal consequences. We got to run. Great call. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Guy.
More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get in.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Businesses across the River Region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them, and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Hey everyone, Christy from Blue Valley Broadcasting, and I have been saying for years now how much I enjoy working out. I am so excited to be able to actually talk about how I do get to maintain that and the great coaching that I have. WP Fitness with Alita Coin is my secret to all of that. Whether you want to get stronger, you want to lose weight, you want to try new things like competitions, WP Fitness has that. Just whatever goal you have in mind, that is what Alice provides. And I want him to share with you a little bit about what WP can offer.
Yes, we offer sports performance training and adults training class. Our sports performance training is for our 7-year-olds and on up. In our adults class, we train people to get ready for their 5Ks and just general physical preparation.
One thing is for sure is that anything that you're looking for, WP has that. So please tell them where they can find you.
1555 Eastern Boulevard, the old Sam's building. Our Facebook page and our Instagram is WP Alabama, and our website is WPAlabama.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Exciting forecast because we get our first taste of some really true fall air this weekend. That cold front we've been telling you about all week is sweeping through the state today. You'll feel a noticeable change. Today will be a breezy day, cool, high temperature up to about 72, gusty northerly winds, jacket weather tonight, clear skies, chilly. The overnight low temperature will fall to the mid-40s by dawn. Tomorrow and Sunday, nearly perfect, abundant sunshine, low humidity, 74 tomorrow, 49 tomorrow night, upper 70s on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. When there's a project to take on, you say bring it on. Just like Kubota Equipment from Capital Tractor. An orange army of one with you in command, turning a big job into no big deal. Kubota, Capital Tractor, and you. Together we do more. Montgomery and Brundage.
Crosby Electric is hiring construction electricians and service electricians immediately for work in central Alabama. And we need electrical assistance too. Join our drug-free team. Receive industry superior benefits while working alongside other competent electrical professionals. Are you currently underemployed? Are you tired of bouncing from job to job? The conversation's free. So what do you have to lose? Apply at Indeed.com or call Crosby Electric for a confidential consultation. We need electricians. So let's talk. Apply at Indeed.com or call Crosby Electric today.
Sweet Creek Farm Market, your local 7-day-a-week farmers market, your headquarters for all of your produce needs. Sweet Creek also has the largest selection of pumpkins and pecans in town. The new crop of pecans is in. They've got chocolate covered, candied, roasted, and salted, and everything in between. Join them this weekend at Sweet Creek Farm Market for their arts and crafts and pumpkin festival. It's fun for the whole family. Free entry. Buy fresh. Buy local. Buy Sweet Creek.
Get the best prices with the once-a-year sales event going on now at Prattville Carpet. Now through the end of the month, take advantage of the best deals on high-quality flooring for your home. Plus, receive 12-month interest-free financing with approved credit. Call 285-8117 to schedule your free pre-measurement. Make your purchase before October 31st and save big. It's that simple. It's the once-a-year sales event going on now at Prattville Carpet, 2201 Cobbs Ford Road.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Can I get a witness?
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Coming up here in the 11 o'clock hour, Steve Flowers will be joining the program.
All right.
Well, let's very quickly go to the phones and talk to Farm Girl.
Farm Girl.
Farm Girl.
Hey, how are y'all doing, guys?
Good. How you doing?
Hey, we're good. We're good. We're good. Hey, just one word really addresses this vote no thing or vote yes on this school tax.
Mm-hmm.
Accountability. How about accountability? And until we get accountability, why would we give you any more money? If you had a child, you know, that messes money up and didn't do what you told him to do or didn't spend it correctly, would you give him another dollar?
Nope.
Would you want to give him 10 more dollars?
Nope.
That's not teaching anybody anything. The other point, not a belief, just a thought. Talking about people calling in about, you know, my child went to private school, but I believe in funding for the schools, et cetera. Well, our kids are products of, we left the private school and went to the magnet school.
Hmm.
Great education. Perfect. Perfect education. How about instead of everybody sending their kids to these private schools, which that's a theory thought. I mean, I was a private school person. And let's spend our money there in the school system instead of in the private school system. Instead of us voting yes to another tax money that they can't be accountable for anyway, let's do that. Instead of these people voting yes, put more money into the school system. Let's take all these kids and all these parents that are sending these kids to the private schools and put them back into the public school system, and all the money can go into there then.
Well, I would follow up with that, but I'm running out of time, and plus I don't want the Archbishop to excommunicate me any more than he already has. I appreciate the call. Appreciate it, Farm Girl.
Hey, thanks, Farm Girl.
JT.
Hey.
Hey.
Jack was all on board about being no tax and no new tax until somebody's held accountable, and now we've done swaps. I was just confused, Jack.
Well, Jack hopped off for a second because he's getting prepared for Steve Flowers.
He hopped off. Well,
he'll be back on.
Yeah, he'll be back on just a few minutes.
Yeah.
Here, one second.
Okay.
Jack, where are you, Jack? No, he needs to.
Jack's just running.
Yeah. Well,
Jack's hiding from us.
No, we'll have plenty of time to talk over the next few weeks.
Yes, yes. All right, well, appreciate it.
Thank you.
272-9228. Again, Steve Flowers coming up here after the top of the hour break. We'll be talking about all sorts of political races,
yeah.
Of course, the presidential race, but also a lot of stuff happening here locally in the state. This hour of news and views, as always, brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Isn't Kim Williams great, Eddie?
You know I love Kim Williams.
She's fantastic. Right now, if you're a veteran, you have a VA home loan, you can get an incredible refinance deal. I think it's a very special deal going until November the 11th through the EARL program. That's the Interest Rate Reduction Refinance Loan Program. And you can get down into the low twos.
I'm telling you, man, these are interest rates nobody's ever seen.
And that means hundreds of dollars a month you're saving.
Yeah.
You can afford every year.
More house for less money.
Yeah, it's just, you got to take advantage of it if you're a veteran. Even if you're not a veteran, they have the best rates in town.
Yes, they do.
And rates are fantastic right now. So call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223 before you call some big bank or, you know, credit union, use some fancy pants app. No, go to a great local lender who started the business. Kim Williams started Alabama Home Mortgage because she realized, hey, I could better serve people here in the River Region, homeowners here in the River Region. And if you're renting and you want to buy your very own place, Kim Williams can also walk you through that home buying process. All starts with a pre-approval letter, and then there are several more steps, but she can be right there to help you out. Alabama Home Mortgage. Again, that number, 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. Final hour of news and views from 9 till noon coming up. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Okay.